So first of all, I want to say thanks to you, Abhilash, for joining us today into our Humans of Tisa initiative. The main aim of this initiative is that to aware people about the struggle of a person who stammers. So let's start with your introduction. Please tell us something about yourself.
Yes, actually, my name is Abhilash Sahu. Basically, I'm from Cuttack in Odisha. For the past 4 years, I have been staying in Bangalore now. From 2014 onwards, I was in a job in Bangalore, and now I'm in my second year of MTech, actually. Currently, I'm doing my MTech in IIT Bangalore. I'm in my second year of MTech now. So basically, I am a software engineer, and I've been stuttering since my school days, as you can see. Actually, in the start, it was very intense. Stammering was too much high. And with the things I've learned and seen from TIA, SA, and from so many guys, now I would say my stammering is not so intense, but still it comes up a few times, but now I can handle it. Actually, whenever a requirement is there, I can handle my stammering up to a certain extent. So it's a bit manageable now. Okay.
Okay, so thank you, Avinash. Thank you, Abhilash, for telling us about your introduction.
Actually, one question I wanted to ask. You can only hear my sound, or you can see me also?
I can
Can you see me?
I can see you. I can see you. Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we are just going to. I want to ask my second question from you. That just tell something about your childhood, the student life. Was it tough?
No, student life was not tough because childhood actually up to standard 6 or 7, actually I used to speak very fast. Stammering was not so much, but my speaking speed was too fast. So in school and all, I had so many friends, we had fun and all. And one thing was that, yeah, I was very strong in tough days and all. I mean, in my school days, I used to rank first or second in the class. So guys came up to me because they actually depended on me for homework and all and so many things. Okay. So I was not teased at all at school. But then when I came to standard 8, 9 and so on, I saw that my fast speaking habit is now intensifying, and now stammering is coming up more intensely. And my standard 11, basically the last 2 years, plus two was the worst part actually. I mean, in that point of time, my stammering, it was at its maximum level. After that, I qualified AIEEE and I joined engineering. In my BTech days, BTech first year and all, see, actually my stammering is as such, in normal scenarios, my stammering is very, very less. Only thing is when I'm in stress or when I'm with a stranger or something else, it intensifies. So you will see, now I'm speaking with you for the first time. In the start, I will stammer a bit. And after speaking for 5 minutes or so, it will be very less. So that happens every time. So, therapist, in my third year of engineering, summer vacation time, I spent 6 weeks with him. Actually, earlier I had seen so many speech guys, but it was not of any use to me. But the guy whom I met in my third year of BTech, he was actually really good. He advised me to count words and speak, and he told me to speak very slowly and all. Actually, all of them had said the same thing, to speak slowly, but he actually showed me how I can speak slowly. So I practiced his methods, and improvement was there. But then you have seen in speech therapy, as long as you are practicing the methods in speech therapy, it will work. And when you stop practicing, you're back to square one. So that is what happened with actually one huge fear was there in my mind whether I can handle job environment or not. But after my BTET, I got placed in a very good MNC company. Its name is actually Oracle. You must have heard the name of the company Oracle, I guess. It's a famous company. So when I joined over there, I saw that the guys, they don't bother actually what you speak, and sorry, they don't bother how you speak. They basically bother on the content of speaking. So if you have got good quality content to speak, there will always be guys who will listen to you definitely. So I learned it from my job place. Now I'm back to being a student now. In 6 months time also I'll start job life again. So let's see how it goes.
Okay, Abhilash, thank you for telling about it. As you had told that you had come in the first and second in your class, and most of the students are dependent on you for the homework. So
yes. No one said me anything for that.
Okay. So now I will come to my next question. That what all did you do to overcome your stammering?
See, like overcoming stammering, like actually one thing I've seen in India, we focus on the physical side of stammering a lot. I mean, seeing that stammering is a physical phenomenon, and we should focus on the physical part of it. But I think, as far as I've seen, stammering has got a mental aspect as well. So the thing is, I think stress, definitely fluency practices and all. All the fluency methods with the speech therapist will say to you, they will help you to overcome the physical side of stammering. But apart from that, you should also employ things like stress management and all. They will help you to overcome the mental side of stammering. So first time I saw a speech therapist when I was at school in standard 7 or 8. But in that point of time, stammering was not such a big deal because you are small, you are in school, you're actually enjoying with your friends. Stammering is not such a big deal. But then it actually occurred to me that I need to do something with stammering when I was in first year of engineering. Okay. So because in school we had all the old friends and all, so you didn't have a requirement to make any new friends also. But then when you were in engineering, now to make new friends. Now I saw that stammering is becoming a hindrance. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can able to hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So it's really fantastic to hear that because it happens with the most of the PWS that in schools we just don't bother much about the stammering. When we go to the
college, you have your old friend circle in school, so yes,
absolutely,
you don't bother about it.
Absolutely. And when we just move to the colleges, then we just think that when we meet new friends, so the stammering becomes a problem for us, that what we do.
Non-stop. Yes,
absolutely. So
job also you will find the same thing only in job, because in starting in jobs, in college also in the start, you must face the trouble to make friends. But then once you have a friend circle, you will not face stammering so much. But then when you join the job again, once again you need to make a new friend circle. So you may face stammering once again. So that is the way it goes.
Absolutely. Okay, so now we will come to our next question. That what do you think, what was the turning point in your life?
I would say one thing. Turning point in my life was the time when I stopped fighting with family.
Okay.
And when I accepted that, because, I mean, the more you think about stopping stammering and recovering from it, the more it will intensify. So I would say stopping fighting with stammering was the best part in my life. Because now even I'm not 100% fluent, still I stammer, but each day I'm looking to improve, and then I stop my fight with stammering. Because it is something we should be ignored and not embraced.
Absolutely, because as we just
I wanted to ask you a thing. Would you recommend doing all the speech practices and all, or simply ignoring stammering and being and trying to speak to as many people as possible, or practicing all the speech practices? Because if you visit any of the speech therapists, he will recommend you so many speech practices. You have to practice so and so. So actually, would you recommend practicing speech practices or simply being expressive in your speaking and speaking with bias?
I think that whatever the way we are speaking, we are speaking. It don't matter if it's stammer or something. We just need to send the message.
Yes.
Message to the person sitting aside to us. So it is the main thing that we should transfer the message. Although the stammer or not, it is not a matter of concern. So I think we should not do many practices. We should focus on our careers, and we should live with
yes.
stammering, because it is a part of us.
Yeah, actually, one thing is stammerers normally see. I mean, stammerers are very shy guys. Okay, I mean. Stammerers, you will see most of the times they will be very shy guys. They will not have so many friends and all. But then, if the thing is, if you need to actually recover from stammering, you need to forget about stammering. You need to express yourself. The thing is that, but in the hope of shyness and in the hope of not stammering more, most of the stammerers will be also later from on, and they will be leading very shy lives. Actually, it is something very very bad. I mean, I have seen most of the stammerers are very intelligent guys. I have seen that. But the thing is, because they are so shy, and because they are so fearful of stammering in front of guys, they will not make new friends. They will not mix with guys. It is actually very wrong.
Absolutely.
We should not repress. We should actually express more and more.
Absolutely.
That is the way.
Yes. Most of the people who stammer are shy. I am too a shy person. Before
yes, you have
the yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's come to our next question. What changes did you experience after joining the PISA inside you?
PISA. I mean, the main thing I came to know was. One second, my phone is ringing.
Okay.
I'll just switch off my phone. One second, huh? Yeah. Flight mode, okay. Yeah. PISA, I mean, I actually joined it, I think 6 to 7 months back. Initially, I was very active on that. For the past few months, actually, I've been very busy with my internship and all. So, I've not... posted so much on the forum, but see, yeah, the main thing is when I joined, I saw that so many intelligent guys are stammerers, so many are here. So stammering cannot be a hindrance for you if you don't want. If you say that I'm a stammerer, so I got no hope in life. So basically, you're only going backwards, and backwards. So that will not help you in any case. So after joining here, the main thing I came to know, I learned is that you don't need to fight with stammering each day. Earlier actually, each day when I wake up in the morning, my fight with stammering will start. Okay, so now I'm living a very simple life. I'm not fighting with stammering at all. All the things which I had stopped, like making new friends, speaking to strangers and all, now. I've actually accepted my stammering, and I've started continuing all those things now. So now I'm living a much more stress-free life as compared to earlier, because I don't have to fight with stammering each day. So that is the best thing about joining the forum.
Absolutely. Thank you, Abhilash, for
joining. Now I'm staying back in Bangalore now, and actually I've seen that they actually hold a SSD meeting here each Sunday. Okay. Actually, I really, really want to attend the meetings, but because of my schedule, I'm unable to attend. In few months' time, when I start my job, I will make it a point. I attend all the meetings on Sundays, because I've heard that the team over here is actually active. It's very active, I've heard, in Bangalore.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Our Bangalore SSG is really very active, and you can contact there with Shobhit, Nishil, and Anupam is working there, so you can contact with them on. And as you told that the TISA taught you to not to fight with the family and to live your life stress free. So really, it's a great teaching we are getting from you, that what we should do next. Okay, thanks, Abhilash. And now.
Yes.
Now we will come to our next question. That what is your opinion about acceptance and self-help in dealing with the stammering?
Can you please repeat the question, please?
Okay, sure. Okay, so what is your opinion about acceptance and self-help in dealing with stammering?
Okay, acceptance. See, the thing is, mostly, actually the cause of stammering is still not yet known. But thing is, one thing we know, that stress actually intensifies that. So, you will see a normal guy, when he is under stress, there is a chance he may stammer also. Okay, so one thing we know regarding stammering is that maybe the cause is not yet known, but stress definitely intensifies that. So, acceptance enables you to be stress-free. That is the main thing. Because you have already accepted your stammering, you don't have the requirement to be super fluent all the time. So, when you speak to strangers and all, suppose when you're in a job, like suppose, last week I had my M-Tech seminar, okay? In my actual earlier plans was, my requirement was to be super fluent in front of the guys, in front of the faculty and all. So in the with the intention of being super fluent, actually my fluency would have gone down, because I would have stammered so badly. But actually, when I was in my room just 5 minutes before the start of my seminar, actually I was under stress. But then I thought ki, I actually asked myself the question, why am I under stress? What may go wrong in the seminar? The maximum thing it may happen is that I may stammer a few times in the seminar. But then there is nothing wrong with that. So why should I be under stress? With this simple thought, you won't believe, my stress vanished 70-80%. And I was nearly fluent in the seminar. Yes, I mean, not 100% fluent, but still I was 70-80% fluent in the seminar, and which is a remarkable thing. So the best part of acceptance is that it removes the requirement of being fluent all the time. It enables you to be the way you actually are, and then it makes you stress-free most of the times. And when you are stressed most of the times, your stammering will also be less. That is the main thing of this.
Absolutely. But great, Abhilash. Great. Because giving a seminar for a PWS, it's really always a hard thing. And
yeah, man, really hard. Really hard.
Absolutely. As you had just told that when we try to be fluent, so our message gets lost. Because the main aim of a seminar is to convey our message. Whatever the M-Tech project you are having, you have to just convey that.
Yes.
And when we just try to be fluent, we just want that we should not stammer at any point.
Our entire focus will shift on fluency part of the things.
Absolutely.
You never focus on the content of the thing. Your entire focus will shift on the fluency. But that is wrong, because you are not a super speaker or anything. You are a super engineer. You should be showing content over there. But then, in the hope of being super fluent, your entire focus will shift on the fluency, and you will, you cannot remember so many important parts in the seminar. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, acceptance actually helps. You know one thing? You actually have seen one thing. One small, that's what I've seen. It actually, when you know that you will be encountering a very stressful scenario, just stay back for a second and think. Speak to yourself, what are my emotions now? What am I feeling now? Okay, once you feel your emotions, you won't feel the stress because of the emotion. So that is the best part. It actually enables you to be stress-free a lot. And for the past few weeks, I've seen this method. It has actually enabled me to be stress-free in very stressful scenarios. So it's kind of good.
Absolutely, Abhilash. Watching our emotions is really very important. And as you had just told one line, which is really a fantastic line I just found, that you are being a super engineer, not a super fluent. Okay. So that's that's the line.
Being a super speaker, no?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So now we will come to our next question. How do you manage to come out of the comfort zone? Because most of the time we try to be into our comfort zone. So how do you manage it?
Yes. Manage it means, first of all, I have seen one thing. Lots of scammers actually don't understand the meaning of actually acceptance. Lots of stammerers have seen, they will think that acceptance means once you accept the stammering, your stammering will vanish. No, it is not that. The actual meaning of acceptance is that you stop fighting your stammering. Okay. So once you stop fighting your stammering, you start doing all those things which a simple speaker will do. Okay. So once you do all the things like a normal speaker, you will see you are already out of your comfort zone, because when you are stammering, you are shy and all, you like to stay in your comfort zone all the time. But then when you start doing all the things like a normal speaker, you come out of your comfort zone, and then you will see that your stammering will also slowly vanish. But the more you start to fight with that, it will intensify. So it is all in the mind. It is not a physical thing at all. So that is the thing. For coming out of the comfort zone, I challenge myself to lead a life like a simple person, like which a normal speaker will do in his daily life. I actually challenge myself and do all the things like a normal speaker. Okay.
Absolutely. As a PWS, we need to understand that there is no sense in fighting and wars. The peace is always a good agreement. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So as you are just working in the as a senior engineer in the Indian Railways, no?
Yes. Actually, it was my last job actually. Okay. So I'm saying to you my entire CV. Yeah, actually, first intake in the year 2014. For my final year, I got an on-campus placement in Oracle. So I joined. I stayed there for only 1 year or so, for 14 months to be precise, because actually my planning was to crack UPSC. Okay, so I left my job and I started competing for that. So I failed in the first round itself. In the second attempt, I went to the second round. I qualified second round, and I went to the interstate. my interview actually went well. I mean, UPSC guys, lots of EWS will think that suppose if you stammer, you will not be selected in an interview. Nothing like that. I mean, intelligent interviewers basically focus on content only. Yes, if your job requirement actually requires you to be fluent and all, same as the fluency part. But in 90% of the jobs, fluency is not the major requirement. So but thing is, in my second round, the score was a bit smaller, so I was not selected. But then in the same year, I got placed into my Indian Railways actually. So I joined my job as a senior signaling engineer in actually Indian Railways. But then that job. It is very tough to reach, nothing like that. See, I mean, one thing I've seen in the interview, you should try to speak slowly, and the main thing is your entire focus should be on the content and not on the fluency part of the interview, because if you focus more and more on the fluency part, your stammering will intensify and your content quality will actually go down. So we should keep one thing in mind, be it a UPSC job interview or be it the interview of any small job or anything, in all of them, we should focus basically on the content which we want to convey to the interviewer and not focus on being super fluent in the interview. I would say this to all the PWs who are attending interviews. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. We should not focus to be more fluent, and we should focus on the message we want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So in the end, we just want to know about your goals, about the future. What you are thinking, what you want to do in your future?
Yeah, I mean, future, actually now I'm in my MTech second year. So now I'm planning to land a job and then do the job for a few years, because I've got few financial issues now. So after overcoming my financial issues, I plan to join a PhD in a foreign university and then come back to India and then become a faculty in one of the best engineering colleges of India, like IITs and NITs. So it's the plan for the future. Let's see how it goes.
Okay, it's really a great plan. Avinash, I'm sure that you will just go through the plan and you will achieve it, whatever you want to achieve in your life. Okay.
Yeah, actually, one thing is that, see, okay. I mean, with a stammer, you can easily become a software engineer.
Absolutely.
But becoming a faculty with a stammer, it's a bit challenging thing actually, but still I see, one thing I final is, from now on I will accept challenges in life, because a normal guy accepts challenges in life and improves each day, and we all the stammerers, we also should be looking to the same thing only, because it is the only way we can improve. That is what I would say.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely right. And I wish that you will you will reach the success in your career. Okay.
Thank you.
So one last question I want to ask from you. Any message you want to give the people who stammer in our country, that what they should do, and a message you want to deliver them?
The first and foremost thing I would say is, please join TISA. Please join this, because it is actually a fantastic forum. I mean, see, in you will find so many Facebook forums and all. You will find so many guys. They will give you advices on you do this, you do that. But here at TISA, you can actually find success stories. You can actually find guys who have editing life, who have overcome with their stammering, and they have actually made it a big in life. They have actually achieved whatever they wanted in life. So that is the best thing. You need to find TISA in Facebook, Skype, or anything you can find on the internet. But somehow you need to join, because that would actually transform your life. This is my guarantee, because it has for me, for sure. Because 1 year back, I can easily remember, each day in the morning I will start my day with 1 hour, 40 minutes of doing all kinds of speech practices, yoga and speech practices and all. I used to do so many things, but in the end, it won't help for anything. Now with acceptance, now I can see my fluency improving without any speech practices. Okay. Actually, without any speech practices, my fluency has improved, and I just hope it continues, because the aim is never to be super fluent. The aim is to be super strong in your own field.
Absolutely.
And fluency will simply follow. Yeah.
Great.
So this will be my final message to all the guys.
great, Abhilash. You are really an inspiration for thousands of PWS in our country, and surely your story is going to motivate many people in our country. Okay. So
thank you so much, yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. So I just want to again thank you, Abhilash, for sharing your story with us. Thanks a lot. We will meet again next time.
Surely, boss. Thank you so much. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Thank you, Abhilash. Bye. Yeah. Have a good day.
Bye. Yeah. Nice. Same to you.